This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon. Tuesday, we are headed to the weekend. Monday is behind us. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. I'm glad to be here and happy that you're with us this afternoon. It's hot. It's hot, but not quite as humid, so that's better. All right, a lot to get to this afternoon. You have heard in the news that the Saints have to cut a number of players. And that is going to get the team down to their 53-man roster. And Jake Haener has been cut by the Saints, the third quarterback, Jake Haener, who, you know, Bobby Hebert told me that he looked good in practice. And if you didn't know it was Jake Haener and you just saw this guy throwing the ball, you'd go, man, that guy's good. So hopefully he finds a home somewhere. I mean, at best, he's, you know, maybe a backup quarterback somewhere. But it's, down to Rattler and Shuck and who's going to be the starting quarterback. But we don't officially know, but a lot of speculation is that Spencer Rattler is going to start for the Saints in the opening game against the Arizona Cardinals. Now, I mentioned this yesterday. I remember hearing when the schedule came out, the Saints are new coach, new quarterback, a lot that's new. But you know what? They're playing Arizona. They're playing the Cardinals in the first game in the Dome. And so, you know, this is a chance for the Saints to win their first game and be 1-0. Don't underestimate the Arizona Cardinals. They've got great players. And their quarterback, Murray, man, this guy, he can run a team crazy. And so don't think like this is just some gimme game for the Saints because the Cardinals haven't been that great. And one of the problems with preseason predictions and list as to where the teams are ranked, one of the problems with that is most of it seems to be based on last year. And the Cardinals weren't a factor last year. But they could be a factor this year. And every team starts off in the same place with just a brand new season ahead of them. They've got new players. They've got new incentives. And don't think the Cardinals are going to come here and take the Saints lightly. I hope they do. Hope the Saints win that game. But again, that's not just going to be a gimme game for the Saints. I mean, I hope they just wipe out the Cardinals. But again, don't take for granted the fact that the Cardinals have a lot to play for as well. Well, you have heard in our news the sad reality that the body of the 12-year-old boy was found in the marsh. And this is a nonverbal boy. I have been watching some shows recently that have made me more acquainted with these types of people, and it just it's so heartbreaking that maybe his nonverbal status had something to do with him just walking off, and you know these are different people, and in a lot of ways they have to be treated differently, and yet they're very smart in a lot of ways, and they just instinctively do things, and maybe they have thoughts, and they don't rationalize the thoughts and they just act on those thoughts. And apparently this young boy just walked out of the house and the marsh was not far away, ended up in the marsh. And as sad as this is, I think it's a blessing that they found him, because there are apparently numerous alligators in this marsh area near his house. And it could have been a situation where he was never found. So as sad and tragic as this is, at least there is some closure for the family. Did you hear about this road rage incident? We've got the story on our website, WWL.com. A road rage shooting of a pregnant 17-year-old in Louisiana, and officials are outraged over this. You know, I mentioned yesterday at the beginning of the show that on Sunday there was this man, silver-haired man in a black SUV, Mercedes SUV, and he's at a light in West End, and it's so frustrating to me that people don't read signs. And the sign clearly says, left turn allowed. I don't know the exact wording, but left turn allowed after yield. And so the light turns green and you turn left and you're met with another light, which is a red light. Well, the sign clearly is indicating that you can go through that red light. And there are people who just sit there like idiots. And so this guy was sitting there. I gave a tap on the horn and, you know, he didn't move. And so I backed up and I went around him and I went through the red light. The guy started to rage on me because at a stop sign not far ahead of where we were, the guy pulls alongside of me at the stop sign in the wrong lane to try to best me and I guess put me in my place. I'll show you, dude. You're going to honk at me at a red light. Pulls up next alongside of me and then pulls out in front of me like, you know, he got the best of me. Dude, it was just a friendly honk letting you know that you can go through the red light. But the guy raged on me. I mean, it was a minor deal. It wasn't a big deal, but there was a sense of rage there. There is a hell of a lot of road rage out there, and you can't act on it. You know, you can feel it, but you can't act on it. And this road rage has left this pregnant teenager in critical condition, and the baby was 7 months in her stomach, and they did an emergency C-section, and the baby is doing well in neonatal intensive care, but still doing well. And Attorney General Liz Merle says that this is a terrible thing. This poor infant is fighting for their life in the NICU unit, and then his or her mother is on life support, all because of road rage. There is no excuse. And there is no excuse for road rage. The road rage apparently involves a 54-year-old man named Barry West. Barry, dude, you're in trouble. You know, you're in trouble driving a pickup truck carrying a gun. Okay, I don't want to stereotype here, but you're fitting the ugly stereotype. You can't judge everybody with a gun the same way. You can't judge all pickup truck drivers the same way. But this guy fits an ugly stereotype of the pickup truck driver with a gun. 54 years old, apparently fired into the car, and it hit the girl in the head. He said, I thought she fired at me first, but police found out that there was no evidence of shots being fired from the SUV, and there was no weapon found inside the SUV. So 54-year-old Barry West is in trouble because he couldn't control his road rage, and he's in serious trouble. I mean, he's charged with, what are the charges here? I think it is, it's four counts of attempted second-degree murder, illegal use of a weapon, and obstruction of justice. This guy, Barry West, 54 years old, he's in deep doo-doo. Why? Because he couldn't control his rage on the road, and he takes it out on a 17-year-old pregnant girl. That's nothing to be proud of, Barry. Nothing to be proud of. And, you know, apparently there was tailgating and brake checking going on between these two vehicles, but it should never end like this. In a best case, worst case scenario, it ends with somebody getting into a fender bender. But, you know, you can't do this. And you know, use this as a reminder that, you know, no matter how much you rage, you just can't let that rage take over. Also, a three-year-old is dead, and this was on the West Bank, Manhattan Boulevard, and police believe that it's a homicide. Deputies arrived and found the child dead, and the mother was suffering from cuts on different parts of her body. And they were both taken to a nearby hospital, but they believe that the evidence indicates that the child's death will be classified as a homicide. A three-year-old. Now, look, I know three-year-olds can get to be kind of aggravating at times, but you can't act on it. You know, you can have feelings of frustration, whether you're on the road or you're with a three-year-old, but you can't act on those things. And if you do, you're going to be in trouble. Like the woman who shot a man after accusing the man of giving her an STD. New Orleans police said, no, a man shot the woman. This woman accused a guy of giving her an STD, sexually transmitted disease. And there's a lot of that going on out there. I mean, a lot of that. I mean, a lot of people are just banging people. They're just boinking people. They're boinking this guy, this girl, this girl. This. I mean, everybody's boinking everybody. And they're doing it without protection. And there's a lot of disease out there. So NOPD says that a man shot a woman after she asked him about contracting a sexually transmitted disease. You know, that's no reason to shoot somebody. And did you give her the disease? I mean, there are symptoms. And especially if you're a woman, if you have symptoms of a disease, man, you got to get that taken care of. You know, most of those things, you can get rid of them. But some of them you can't. Like HIV, for example. But there are a lot of diseases out there that could prevent young women from ever bearing children. So, you know, if you think you got something, get treatment for that. And if you are just wise, man, just stop jumping in bed with everybody. I know it's fun. I know it's instinctive and you like it and all that, but man, you can't do that. Hey, the internet is buzzing with Dean Cain. Dean Cain, you know, recently joined ICE. Dean Cain was the Superman in the TV series Superman, The Adventures of Superman and Lois Lane. Dean Cain, 54 years old, I think. I thought he was past the age. I thought that was too old to be part of the ICE group. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff on social media of him struggling to get through the obstacle course and some really, really cruel comments on social media. We'll try and share some of those with you a little bit later. And Stephen Miller, who is the man who gives President Trump a lot of his ideas, just made some kind of unbelievable claims like, you know, people are now, since the National Guard is in Washington, D.C., people are now wearing watches again. Like they were so afraid to go out with a watch on that something was going to happen if they wore their watch, that they would be accosted, that somebody would try and rob them. I mean, that seems like a pretty unbelievable claim. I don't know if there's any evidence to support that. And evidence is not something that seems to be important to the Trump administration. Also, the president wants to change the name of the Defense Department back to the Department of War. We'll talk about that. J.D. Vance makes a big mistake when it comes to history. Gavin Newsom, the California governor, who looks like he might be a prime Democrat running for president in 2028, he has set up a Patriot merch shop. And basically, it's sort of a mockery of President Trump's merchandise and his merchandising business. But Gavin Newsom is trying to have fun with this. We'll talk a little bit about that. And it was interesting that President Trump yesterday during his press conference marathons brought up the idea that a lot of people want him to be a dictator. Why he brought that up is confusing to a lot of people. And The sitting president is also, you know, once again talking about the dishonest, corrupt left-wing media, and he's talking about the radical left media and how they're a threat to democracy. So we'll talk about that this afternoon. Also, I really want to continue something we did late in the show yesterday. We really didn't finish the conversation. I had a list yesterday of the top 25 best sports movies of all time. They were put together by The Hollywood Reporter. Probably a bunch of liberal wackos out there in California putting this list together. And they left out some of the best sports movies of all time. And some of the ones they included, I think, are a little iffy. So we're going to create a new list of the top 25 best sports movies of all time. And I need your help with this. I've got a list of 15. I have eliminated some of theirs. I've included some of the ones that came up on the show yesterday, but I need 10 more for the list of the best, the 25 best sports movies of all time. Now, we're not going to worry about putting them in any special order. We're just going to have a list of 25. But really, I totally disagreed with the Hollywood Reporter's list of the best 25 sports movies. So I want your help on this. If you were listening yesterday, you know some of the names that were mentioned. If you weren't listening, let's start talking about the best sports movies of all time. And we need 10 to round out the top 25 list. And when we come back, I'll give you the top 15. All right. I know there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff is in the news. It is official now, and you heard this in our news. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. You know, they really seem to be in love, and there were signs along the way. I thought in the beginning this was just a kind of a publicity thing for both of them, and maybe it was in the beginning, but they really fell in love with each other. And there were signs along the way that they truly loved and cared for each other. And with some of the music bozos that Taylor Swift had been with in the past, you know, Travis Kelce just seemed to be a different kind of person, and maybe just the right person for her. And it was so romantic and cute the way it worked out, to where he kind of had a crush on her and reached out to her and didn't really think that she would respond, and she did. And I think it really started out to be kind of a publicity thing, but they really fell in love with each other. And I think this is really wonderful. I think there's a question about whether or not he signed a prenup, because, you know, she's got a lot more money than him. And a lot of people in these positions sign prenups. I hate the idea of a prenup, because it kind of implies that it's not going to last. But, you know, business-wise, it's a wise thing to do. But, I mean, even if he did sign it, they still seem like they're very much in love. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Yeah, your girlfriend, Julia, is a Swiftie. You're a Swiftie, but well, yeah. She's a real Swiftie.
Yeah, she's like a pro Swiftie.
She's a bigger Swiftie than you.
Somewhat of an expert in Swiftie.
I would agree with that. Is she excited about the news?
Yeah, she's excited. I texted her thinking, God, maybe it's because I know she's busy this time of day. She's working right now. So I thought maybe she won't know. Maybe I'll be the one to break the news to her. But her sister got to her first. So.
Wow. Yeah, I thought I was breaking the news when I was giving it to you. But you already knew. And I told my daughter-in-law, Lauren, who's in town. In fact, I guess they're heading to the airport about now. It's just been so great having my family in town and heading back to Portland today. But it's a great time. But anyway, she's a Swiftie. And I wanted to let Lauren know that she was engaged, but I think Lauren already knew.
I think 9 is the number of apps I have on my phone from news organizations that give me breaking news alerts. So, yeah. I usually know things before other people know them. Usually. Not always.
Yeah. No, I think this is exciting news. And, it's a distraction. You know, people invest in this and they spend time talking about it and thinking about it. And you know, love stories that happen with celebrities in public, I think, are very endearing. And I hope the best for them. And, you know, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, there have been so many big celebrity weddings. I guess the biggest one was the last one with Jeff Bezos in Venice. But can you imagine what this wedding could be like? I would think in some ways, though, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce might want something a little more private, and not some overwhelming, obnoxiously large celebrity wedding. But we'll see. We'll have to see what they plan. But I don't know. It's kind of cool to think about the fact that they are going to be married. Yeah. So what do you think? A big giant wedding, a big overt wedding, or something kind of simple? Well, they might go for the simple thing. I don't know. But anyway, Travis Kelce engaged to Taylor Swift. Hey, listen, also, you know, this is the week of the LSU opening of the season, LSU and Clemson, a top 10 matchup, Saturday afternoon at 6:30, and you'll hear all of the action right here on WWL, and I am so ready for the season to start. There are some huge college games this coming weekend, LSU and Clemson among them. So I hope Brian Kelly does a little better in this season opener than he has done in the past, because Brian Kelly has been bested in a few season openers. I think, has he won a season opener since he's been with LSU? Not sure, but I hope he wins this one because LSU's been disappointed in a lot of season openers. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us Tuesday afternoon, and we'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, let me quickly run over this list of the top 25 best sports movies of all time from The Hollywood Reporter. And I'm going to go from number 25 to number 1. And I'm going to run through this quickly. Do you agree with me that some of these movies don't belong on this list and that a lot of great sports movies did not make this list? So here's the official list. We did this late in the show yesterday, but really didn't have a chance to finish talking about it. And I want to make a new list, our list of the top 25 best sports movies of all time. All right, number 25, Bad News Bears, followed by Challengers, then Million Dollar Baby, Slapshot, which was a comedy about hockey, but it was about sports. Hockey, obviously a sport. Fun movie with Paul Newman. Moneyball, Fat City, Personal Best, Love and Basketball, Hoosiers, Minding the Gap, The Hustler, Offside, Sugar, then White Men Can't Jump, A League of Their Own, The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner, Bring It On, all about cheerleading, and then Rocky, number 8. Now we're getting into the top 10. 8 Men Out, Breaking Away, number 6. And here's the top 5. Number 5, O.J., Made in America. Number 4, Bull Durham. Number 3, When We Were Kings. Number 2, Hoop Dreams. And number 1, Raging Bull. Do you not think that there were some great sports movies that just didn't make this Hollywood Reporter list? Well, after including in my new list, which we've got going here, and I want you to help me figure out what other movies belong on this list of the top 25 best sports movies of all time. So from the original list, I've got Slapshot, Hoosiers, Million Dollar Baby, The Hustler, A League of Their Own, Rocky, Raging Bull. That's it. Those are the ones that I think belong from that top 25 list. Now, here are some of the ones that we added late in the show yesterday. Tin Cup, Caddyshack, Happy Gilmore, the natural, Rudy. How did Rudy not make the list from the Hollywood Reporter? I mean, Rudy was an absolutely epic sports movie. Also, Major League, The Legend of Bagger Vance, and Cool Runnings. How did Cool Runnings not make that list about the Jamaican bobsled team based on a true story? And look, the movie's been out a long time. If you haven't seen it, don't bust me for spoiling it. But you know, when their sled breaks down in the end, and the Jamaican athletes carry it across the finish line, and even the Germans, who were just very much against them even being in the Olympics, were applauding. I just thought the inspiration of that movie was incredible. I don't know how Cool Runnings did not make it on the list. So what I've just listed, those from the original list and the ones that we added late in the show yesterday, that's 15. So we need 10 more to make up the top 25 best sports movies of all time. We're not going to worry about putting them in order. But what movie do you think is missing from this list of the best sports movies? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Let's see. Do we have a call to get to? We're going to get to some of your texts here in just a moment. Let's go to Terry in Slidell. Terry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Where is this guy from? Is he from Mars?
Well, it's the staff from the Hollywood Reporter. And I just... they missed a few.
The guy has got to be not know anything about sports movies. Well, let's see. First of all, he missed the Lou Gehrig story, which is one about the greatest ball players of all time. He missed the Babe Ruth story. He missed the Pride of St. Louis, which is about Dizzy Dean. Come on, this guy's a joke, man. I can give the Bad News Bears right there, because I love that movie. That was a great movie. But half these movies, I never even heard of.
I know. I had not heard of them either.
So you and I are the same age. You heard of the Babe Ruth. You watched the Babe Ruth, the Lou Gehrig. I mean, those are baseball movies. Those are movies about sports.
Another one that came up at the end, and we got to put this on the list. The other great baseball movie, I'm drawing a blank here. Ian brought this up late in the show yesterday. He's on the phone right now talking to some people. It was A Field of Dreams. All right, so now we've got... I'm putting Field of Dreams.
I mean, and I give one for he never had. What about The Paper Lion?
The Paper Lion, another good one.
Yeah, that was done with a guy that played MASH. Alan Alda played George Clinton in The Paper Lion about the NFL. I mean, half these movies, I never even heard. I've never seen.
Well, Terry, that's the staff of the Hollywood Reporter. And again, they've got to be just a bunch of liberal wackos. Maybe they're all stoned. But look, I mean, even if you're stoned, I mean, even if you're on drugs, you still know that some of these movies are not top 25 best sports movies of all time. And how could you not include Caddyshack and Happy Gilmore and The Natural? How could you not include Rudy? So I was just outraged when I heard this list, and I thought we would just do our own list here. Let's go to Patrick in Baton Rouge. Hey, Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Yes, this is Patrick. Remember the Titans, the movie Remember
the Titans, yes. You know what? That did come up yesterday. Remember, that was an excellent movie. I will watch that movie whenever it's on. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Ryan Gosling was one of the players on the Titans team. And he wasn't a major character back then, but that was one of his early starts. I appreciate that comment. So now we've got 15. Now we've got 16, 17. We've got 17. So I guess we need, let's see, we've got two here. Two. I guess we need eight more. Now, look, I like Lou Gehrig's, the Lou Gehrig story, the Babe Ruth story, The Pride of St. Louis, Paper Line. I like those. I'm not putting those on the list yet. I want to hear about some of the other ones that we're going to get. Dennis, you're on WWL. What's a sports movie that deserves to be on the list of the top 25 best of all time?
Well, I think it ought to be number one. That's The Longest Yard.
The Longest Yard. You know, that didn't even come up yesterday. That was either one of it, either the old one, the original one, or the new one. The Longest Yard. It was a good movie. All right, appreciate that call. Let's go to Bill in Slidell. Bill, you're on WWL.
Hey, yeah, that's why I called in, The Longest Yard. Not the remake, the original.
Yeah.
It's old.
Yeah.
It's old, but it's great.
Well, on the list, The Hustler is about pool, starring Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason. That goes back to 1961. So, you know, the year doesn't have anything to do with it. But don't you agree that that original list from the Hollywood Reporter was inept? I mean, it didn't include some great ones, yeah. But The Longest Yard, that's a good one. Bill, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Marcy in Harahan. Hey, Marcy.
Hi, Scoot. Listen to you every day.
I appreciate
Chariots
that.
Chariots of Fire.
Chariots of Fire. That's another good one. I'm going to put that down as a possibility. Chariots of Fire. Yeah, that was a good one. A bunch of men. You know, back in those days, you know, the jogging shorts looked like, you know, boxer shorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were running around in their underwear.
I'm a golf fan, so the setting, the story,
yeah,
the times, everything. Great movie. The music.
Marcy, I appreciate the call. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. Also, we'll get to some of your text messages with Ian coming up. So, the top 25 best sports movies of all time, listed by the Hollywood Reporter staff. It just totally missed it. Put in some movies that I don't think belong. Put in some, or did not put in some movies that I think really did belong. I mean, again, how do you not put The Natural or Rudy or Caddyshack or Field of Dreams or Cool Run? How do you not put these movies on that list? So I'm adding to the list officially Field of Dreams, Remember the Titans, and The Longest Yard. And then we're taking some other suggestions. So I'll tell you where we are, but I want to finish this list of the movies. We're not going to do them in any order, but the movies that deserve to be the top 25 best sports movies of all time. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oak and Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I mean, what a great sports movie. Caddyshack. Bill Murray's character was hysterical. I love them. You know, these movies that I'm talking about, these are movies that even though I've seen them countless times, if I come across them while I'm channel surfing, I'll stop and watch it again. All right, we're coming right back with more. And remember, you're listening to WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Pretty well. How in the hell can you come up with a list of the top 25 best sports movies of all time and not mention Happy Gilmore? It's an atrocity. It's deplorable. I'm Scoot. We're adding to the list. I've taken some from the original list and added a few more. And the ones that I've added in the last few minutes, Field of Dreams, Remember the Titans, The Longest Yard, and Chariots of Fire. So we need six more to round out the top 25 best sports movies of all time. I'm taking more suggestions. Let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Smitty. Hey, Smitty, welcome to the show.
Thank you. What about It Happens Every Spring?
It Happens Every Spring, yeah. Another great baseball movie. You know, it seems like there were more great baseball movies than any other sport.
Yes, What Happens Every Spring is a little bit like The Natural because it's kind of whimsical.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I look, when I'm watching a movie, I love whimsical. I like to escape reality. Smitty, I appreciate the call, and thank you for listening to our show. All right, let's check in with Phil in New Orleans. Hey, Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, I was just wondering, did The Blind Side make it?
No, that deserves to be on the list. I'm putting that on right now, The Blind Side.
All right. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate that. The Blind Side. Yeah, another great sports movie. Boy, I tell you, remember the Titans not being on the list just further proves that these Hollywood reporter people, the staff, I mean, they're out of touch with reality. I mean, I'm not surprised. But Remember the Titans was just an incredible movie, not only about sports, but about race relations, and I just thought the message in that movie was incredible. Let's go to Ocean Springs. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How about Brian Song?
Brian Song, the Brian Piccolo story, that was a, God, it was so sad. I couldn't even get through it. But it was a good movie. I'm putting that down as a possible suggestion for the list. Did you ever watch that movie?
Oh, yeah, many times.
You saw it more than once?
Oh, yeah.
You mean you saw how sad it was, and you watched it again?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't take the sad movies. They kill me. I can't watch it. All right, Paul, but I know it was a good movie and a good story. Gail Sarah's part of that movie, too. All right, Paul, glad you called the show. Let's check in with Danny in Kenner. Danny, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for picking my call.
Sure, Danny.
Yeah, you can't think about summertime without thinking about The Sandlot.
The Sandlot, that was another good one. You know, if they put Bad News Bears on there, but they left out The Sandlot.
Yeah, and another good one with a good true story is Radio.
Radio. Now, I remember the promos for that. Was Cooper Gooding Jr. in that?
Yes.
Okay.
He's one guy to play his Radio.
Tell me about the movie.
It was a football movie.
Tell me about the movie.
Basically, Radio is he's got it suffers with mental illness, and basically a lot of the football players was picking on him, and the coach took a man and said, "You ain't gonna pick on this boy," and he actually brought him as an assistant and actually brought him into the school. It was actually an 11th grade student, and he was a major influence on the team and actually the school. And it's based on a true story.
That sounds
it's a real good watch.
Yeah, that sounds good. It was a good movie.
Oh yes.
All right, Danny. Thanks for calling. And listen, I thank all of you for listening to the show and being part of it. Let's go to Paul in Thibodeau. Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How about Secretariat horse racing?
Secretariat, yeah, look, those horses are athletes. That's a sport too.
Yeah. Hey, and I got a new catch line for you.
Okay.
I'm like Scoot too. I'd go to Perfume Headquarters too.
You know what? I may add that in, Paul. I appreciate the call and have a good day in Thibodeau. Let's check in with Rudy. Rudy, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing? Remember me from Bomba New Bank?
I do, Rudy. I remember you from Bomba New Bank.
Good guys, tree surface.
That's
slinging
right.
Slinging wood and trimming bush.
I remember. I love that. So somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do that.
That's right. It's right. It's hot over here on the North Shore, but we're getting it done, Scoot.
All right. Good for you.
I got a movie for you. Okay. Actually played basketball with his sons, Pistol Pete Maravich. Jason and Josh Maravich over here on the North Shore years ago played basketball, but I got the chance to play with them. They weren't as great as Pistol, but that's a great movie to watch for kids and adults. What was the name of the movie?
The Pistol?
The Pistol, yep.
God, what a great name, Pistol Pete. I mean, that was just a great great nickname to have. And, man, he was one hell of a basketball player. All right, Rudy, keep cutting those trees and trimming those bushes, and I appreciate the call. Let's check in with we got to get to a break here. All right, listen. All right, we're going to carry this over into the next hour. And then in the first part of the next hour, we're going to come up with our final list of the top 25 best sports movies of all time. So if you're on hold, stay with us. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2017, it was the first annual Love Loud Festival in Orem, Utah, with performances by Imagine Dragons, Walk the Moon, and Neon Trees. And frontman Dan Reynolds founded Love Loud. It was in support of the LGBTQ plus community. I'm Scoot on the Air. Thanks for being with us, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2004, singer Laura Branigan, who did this song and a couple of other hits, she passed away from a cerebral aneurysm. She was only 52 years old. And back in the days when I was on B97 doing music radio, I remember playing her hits when they were first released. All right, if you're on hold, just hang with us through the news. Just listen on your phone, listen to the news, get caught up on everything that's going on. And when we come back, we are going to officially announce the list of the top 25 best sports movies of all time. And you're helping out with that because this list from The Hollywood Reporter was just totally off base and didn't include some really great sports movies. So we'll tell you who we add to the list, and we'll come up with a list coming up in the next few minutes on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.